Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, this is a big one. Not only is it a big one for Mike Tomlin to prove that this team belongs in that top four in the AFC as they stand right now through 7 weeks of a National Football League season. But it's a big one for the Steelers starting quarterback, obviously. Not to channel Mike Tomlin by saying obviously, but Aaron Rodgers, if what we got week one leading into the Jets game and leading into Aaron Rodgers facing that dumpster fire of a franchise. And granted, they treated him wrong. It's a different situation than how the Packers treated him for 18 years and what he endured in Green Bay versus New York. But if you compare the two, the Jets were a small sample size and a blip on the Aaron Rodgers radar compared to Green Bay. And you think about everything leading up to that Jets game for Aaron Rodgers and everything that he said after beating the Jets. If you thought that that was intense, that was, I'm going to show these guys. We're in store for a hell of a lot more on Sunday night when Aaron Rodgers faces off against the team he is most known for. 18 years and a Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers. Man, does it feel good to be back on the Fan Evening Show for a full 4 hours tonight. The last time Jolie and I did the evening show together, it was one of the abbreviated ones before the NFL on Westwood One. And you've got me up until the nightly sports call tonight at 10:35. My name is Jack Hillgrove. Fired up to be with you, as I mentioned, for the next 4 hours and change. And we're going to be talking about the Steelers. No secret. And the phone lines are wide open for you at 412-928-9370. It's been a while since I've come on the air. You know, it's touch and go these days with football season and everything that we've got going on here at the Fan. So I'm happy to be with you. And I've got a lot to get off of my chest because a lot has happened since we talked about the Steelers together. Matter of fact, the last time that we did was leading up to the Ireland game. I had a horrible feeling about the Steelers facing off against Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings overseas. A couple of you hit me up on Twitter, called in, and proved me wrong. And I was wrong. And I was glad that I was wrong. They won a big game, 24-21. So I was wrong leading into the game the last time I was on the evening show. I will tell you right out the gate that I don't feel the same way about this Sunday night football game against the Green Bay Packers. Not by a long shot. I have the utmost confidence that the Steelers will win this game. And the biggest reason, actually the two biggest reasons, are the quarterback and the offensive coordinator. 412-928-9370, that's the number. Alan Saunders will join us in the next segment. We'll break down Mike Tomlin's press conference today, some of the stuff that stuck out to the Steelers Now beat writer and myself. And we'll look ahead to this matchup with the Green Bay Packers and how the Steelers match up against Green Bay, who's pretty darn good. And you might be thinking to yourself, hey, you know, Jack, I'm not sure I understand your logic. Green Bay is a much better team than Minnesota. Green Bay might be one of, if not the favorites in the NFC to make the Super Bowl. I understand that. That's all good and well. But if we've seen anything, not just this year in the National Football League, but the last several years, any team can win on any given Sunday. And that's cliche, but that's just the truth in a league with a bunch of elite professional athletes going at it on all 32 teams. The Packers are good. The Packers are well-rounded, and they have a phenomenal young quarterback in Jordan Love. But outside of Super Bowl 45 and maybe some NFC title game appearances for Aaron Rodgers, this is the most important game of his career. He knows that. The 52 other players in the Steelers locker room know that. Mike Tomlin knows that. And they'll be ready to go on Sunday night for the Green Bay Packers. One of the things that has, and I don't want to say surprised because I may sound naive and you might think, wow, you didn't have faith in the former four-time MVP. I don't think a lot of us did leading into the season. I think a lot of us at the very least were very questionable on the thought of Aaron Rodgers in the Steelers offense at 40 plus years old. How long will it last? How long can this offensive line keep him upright? And how will Aaron Rodgers conduct himself as the Steelers quarterback post-Jets debacle at this stage in his career where he doesn't really have much left to prove? I have become a massive Aaron Rodgers fan through the first 7 weeks of the season. Being inside that locker room after several games this year, wins and losses, and seeing how this group has kind of responded to Aaron Rodgers' leadership and his ability at the position. I mean, it's a night and day difference. And I think you could see it at home watching the games on TV as well. These guys believe in Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers believes in them. And Aaron Rodgers is a better leader for this offense than Russell Wilson was at any stage of the season last year. And we're going to segue into last year a little bit in a couple of moments. But if you remember, I forget what game it was after last year. It was, oh, you know what? It was after the final regular season game of the year in which the Steelers lost at home to the Bengals and completed that four-game losing streak at the end of the season. And we as fans knew that the Steelers were dead in the water. And I think the Steelers knew that it was over and done with at that point. But if you remember, there was a mic'd up moment at the end of the Bengals game last year where Russell Wilson in all of his glory comes up to Cam Hayward and tries to fire him up and said something to the effect of, we can go win the last four. We can do it. We can do it. And Cam Hayward was just like, uh-huh, yep, uh-huh, yep. Now, granted, Cam was probably just pissed off that they lost another close ball game and finished a four-game losing streak, and that entire locker room was more than likely very defeated after that game. And that could have been the reason why the reaction from Cam Hayward in that moment was what it was from Russell Wilson. I would have to venture to believe that it had something to do with Russell Wilson as well. And what's Russell Wilson up to now? Backing up a rookie in New York. What's Justin Fields up to right now? He just got benched by the other team in New York, the winless one. But if you remember correctly, it wasn't all bad with Russell Wilson. 400 plus yards against the Bengals once upon a time. game-winning touchdown and a dime to Mike Williams at Washington. And Justin Fields willed this team to 4-2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And because of that, myself included, a lot of people were angry that the Steelers switched to Russell Wilson. And a lot of people were angry that the Steelers didn't give Justin Fields another chance in free agency, or at least that he didn't come back to the Steelers in free agency. And hindsight is very much 2020 at this point, but let's look back on that. Why were we all upset that the Steelers let Justin Fields walk? Why were we upset that the Steelers switched from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson? Why were the Steelers at one point 10-3 with Russell Wilson at that point leading the way? Arthur Smith. And my view on Arthur Smith, the gums may be worked up, so to speak, because of how horrible Matt Canada was at his job. And when you go from a guy like that to an offensive coordinator in the National Football League with an actual resume, you might think, yeah, it's night and day. But Arthur Smith has done wonders with the Steelers offense and has done wonders with the quarterbacks that have been at his disposal with the Steelers as well. His system works. I understand that when Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee, that they had prime Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown and a really good offensive line. But it all worked because of Ryan Tannehill as well and the resurgence that Ryan Tannehill found late in his career with Arthur Smith in Tennessee. Aaron Rodgers and his ability to throw the football, it's always been there, and we have seen it on full display. And the biggest eye-opener for me, ironically, was the Hail Mary at the end of the play. It was the longest pass attempt in the NFL this year. Aaron Rodgers can still do some things, and will probably still be able to do some things if he stays healthy throughout the rest of the season. None of that was unlocked in New York because of incompetence in that organization and incompetence in that offensive coaching with the Jets. That's why they went, 5-12 last year. Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers has been a happy marriage. And for the most part last year, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson were too. So for my confidence in this game on Sunday for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they're going to beat the Green Bay Packers. I truly, truly do. For as much as I credit Aaron Rodgers and his play through the first six games of the season for me having that confidence that the Steelers win this game on Sunday, I also feel that way because Arthur Smith is the Steelers' offensive coordinator. and is working incredibly, incredibly well with Aaron Rodgers. The run game has ticked up. The offensive line has played extremely, extremely well. You throw Spencer Anderson in there on eligible packages, and it works even better in the run game. And they've put up 30-plus points twice already this year. And there are holes. We're going to talk about what the Steelers could potentially do at wide receiver if they're in a position to do so like they were last year, which I think they are come trade deadline time. We'll get into that in the 7 o'clock hour, and I want to hear your take at 412-928-9370. And I understand that Pat Freiermuth has been MIA, but I think all of that's going to change, with the exception, obviously, in a big game in Cincinnati. Long story short, I've got faith in Arthur Smith as this team's offensive coordinator and a hell of a lot of faith in Aaron Rodgers to get it done against his old team on Sunday. The thing I dread the most is potentially how putrid the Steelers' uniforms will look under the lights on Sunday night against the Packers. That's neither here nor there. We can actually talk about that later in the show. But I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Where is your confidence level right now with Aaron Rodgers, and where is it with Arthur Smith? Do they go hand in hand for you? 412-928-9370. Let's get to a couple calls before Alan Saunders. Nick in Sacramento. What's up, Nick?
Jack, it's always great to hear your young talent, your vibe, energy. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Haven't talked to you in a while, Nick. Thanks for the kind words. What's up, man?
All right, so bear with me. I got a couple bullet points for you.
Sure.
I'm driving, and it's in my head, and I'm going to get it out the best I can. First of all, the question you asked, Arthur Smith and Rodgers, yes, I give them great, great grades. I think it's great. It's fantastic. But the concern I have, like everybody else, is the other side of that equation, the defensive coordinator and the defense, which we all know. I know you'll get into that.
Oh, yeah.
So with that being said, okay, you got a guy like Jordan Love coming. You got a guy like Josh Jacobs who basically resurged his career. And you got receivers on the Green Bay Packers that aren't just going to sit down and lay down. I felt like the game against Cincinnati was a game like when Belichick came in with a plan and just surgically, you know, dissected our secondary.
Yep.
I mean, the way all those games that we can all remember and get sick from, whether you're two then or 50, you know. And that's my frustration. But also, we keep talking about wide receivers. I believe the Browns – the Jaguars made a trade today for two cornerbacks, swapping cornerbacks. Did you see that at all? Was that a true trade that happened today?
Didn't they make that trade a couple of weeks ago too? Greg Newsom, or am I?
I thought that was
okay,
last
so
week.
Maybe I'm wrong. All right. Well, I guess I don't want to get off subject.
No, you're fine.
What I'm saying is, with Killebrew being a special teams guy now, there's a roster spot. Have they filled that yet? I don't know. And I want to take it with you this. You're talking about Rodgers, and that's the key point. I'm glad you brought it up. In the locker room, you've been hearing in the media and how he's getting critical and criticizing players. Have you have any inside knowledge or anybody that you work with that is obviously in there, Dorian, whatever, or hears anything? I know the locker room is one of those things that's very, like in the cockpit of an airline, you know, it's very sterile. You know, you don't get much information. But is he that true leader? Is he really getting across to these rookies? You're hearing like he's getting after people and whatnot. Do you think that's a huge advantage, I think, as well?
Yeah, I don't have insider knowledge on it. I'm just telling you kind of what I observe, and thanks for the call, man. I'm going to get to Jim here in a second. But the answer to that question, to my belief, is you see it on TV, too, and he'll get after people. And I've heard, you know, and he's done it with Calvin Austin as well. And Calvin Austin continuously speaks highly of Aaron Rodgers. The other receivers speak highly of Aaron Rodgers. And that is coming across still when he's holding guys accountable. So, yeah, I think that's where the leadership comes from in the standpoint of Aaron Rodgers and this offense. The same could be said for several young offensive linemen as well. And maybe, you know, you might think he's too harsh at points, and that's fine. Definitely wasn't harsh getting in Broderick Jones' face when Broderick Jones tackled him in celebration against the Bengals, which we can laugh at now because Rodgers obviously wasn't hurt on a very stupid situation. But I truly believe that these guys are responding well to what Aaron Rodgers brings to the table. All right, real quick before the break, Jim in Monroeville. What's up, Jim?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, great. A-plus Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith, you know.
And that goes hand-in-hand for you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
That like the A-plus grade for Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith, it goes hand-in-hand for you?
I say more towards Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I mean, the guy has 14 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's on pace to do things we haven't seen in Pittsburgh. But the last caller, and I think you'll touch on it too, it's the defense. I'm tired of losing to bad AFC teams. That's the real issue with Tomlin. It's not just losing to bad teams. It's losing to your bad AFC teams. And on top of that, losing to your bad AFC divisional teams. You cannot lose to a Joe Burrowless and Trey Hendrickson Bengals.
Yeah.
You just can't. I don't care what the record is that Flacco has with Mike Tomlin, that it's dead even. I don't care that Mike Tomlin doesn't like to play Joe Flacco. You cannot lose to a Cincinnati Bengals team that does not have its best players. Because, look, we go into that game Sunday night against the Packers with Mason Rudolph and no TJ Watt. My confidence level is extremely low. I'm tired of this. I'm a huge Mike Tomlin supporter, but he has to. We have to beat these bad AFC teams. It's going to hurt us. This could be a game. Come postseason, come to the seeding. If we win the North, and I say if because I really don't know.
Yeah, neither
but
do
this
I.
Game. This game is going to have an impact, and I'll hang up and hear your thoughts.
Oh, absolutely, it will because I'm petrified of the Indianapolis Colts game the following week. Shane Steichen is an offensive mind that I don't think gets enough. Well, didn't get enough credit until rattling off a 6-1 start with freaking Daniel Jones. And with the way that Daniel Jones is playing, it's a younger, more mobile Joe Flacco. And last year in Indy, when the Steelers saw Joe Flacco, we all know what happened. So I am petrified of the Indianapolis Colts game the following week. And just because I'm confident that the Steelers will win on Sunday over the Packers does not mean I'll be surprised if they lose. We could be looking at 4-4 very, very soon. And then at that point, I don't care that the Ravens are 1-5. I know Pony and Chris were poking fun at the Ravens taking a bunch of games and stuff out of their locker room because they're 1-5. I think they're going to respond well. And I'm going to get into a scenario later on in the show, post week 14, that I think could still happen if the Steelers don't get their act together. And by get their act together, and Malzi pointed this stat out from Matt Williamson on the PM team when I was driving into Green Tree today. The Steelers have given up the most pass yards in the National Football League this season, all while teams aren't throwing the ball 20 or more yards down the field against the Steelers. Think about that. The Steelers have the most passing yards allowed in the National Football League through 6 games, in the least amount of attempted 20-plus yard passes against. That tells you a couple of things. That the secondary, yikes, and it's dink and dunk central. And Nick in Sacramento brought up Belichick slicing and dicing. That is what it's been through the first 6 weeks, and it's got to change. It's the Fan Evening Show. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Already a couple of minutes late to get to Alan Saunders of Steelers Now. Alan, I am sorry. We'll get to him next, and we'll continue your phone calls all night long. It's the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.